Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, got a chance for showers, maybe even some thunderstorms. High today around 85. Kenosha at this hour, it is 69 degrees. Also 69 in Burlington. Milwaukee 72, 71 in Racine. A second amendment to a developer's agreement with Iowa's Rodney Blackwell for launching the Machinery Row project in Racine has been approved by the Common Council, including a new December 15th deadline, while the frustration of some aldermen with the city's current partner evident in their comments. Administrator Tom Friedel pointing out that the original deadline for launching Machinery Row was the city's, and as sometimes happens, progress has been slow, but he said it's not a reason to give up.
Many things have happened along the way that have delayed us. So delaying the project does not mean our goal has changed, does not mean our ambitions and desires have changed. It just means we're going to have to wait a little longer to get it done. The biggest underlying reason is that the developer was able to secure $9 million in tax credits to help with this project.
Alderman Terry McCarthy felt the best move at this point is to grant the extension, despite a developer, in his words, I don't have a lot of faith in.
And I can assure you there's no love lost between me and the developer in this particular case. The pragmatic side of me, however, says, why close the door now? This door is going to close on its own if it's going to need to close by the end of the year. I don't see the need to vote against this and basically say, let's just turn our back on the $9 million at this point and try to start without that in our back pocket. I'd like to see us preserve that for a few more months.
The $9 million involving tax credits from the state. The vote on the amended developers agreement, including the extension 12-2, Alderman Widener and Shields opposed. The council also approved using a $471,000 Knowles Nelson grant from the state toward a project related to property acquisition toward developing a promenade and creating rights of way. A resolution that creates a new tax incremental district in Sturtevant to help revitalize two major corridors in the village. That was unanimously approved by the Board of Trustees last night. TID number 4 to run the length of Highway 11 through the village, while including Wisconsin Avenue and areas to the south of 11 that could be open to development. Village President Steve Jansen saying it'll be a different challenge than TID number 3, which encompassed the Renaissance Business Park area.
Because of existing structures you have in place now compared to vacant farm fields. So it will be fun to get cracking at this. And I think most of us that have lived here for a number of years recognize that Durand Avenue needs a facelift. It's tired, it's old.
He said he hopes that the new TID will help the village to build on existing businesses like Farm and Fleet and Milliger's by bringing in new companies for Highway 11. TID number 3, he said, transformed the village. Village now in the process of closing TID number 3. It set the stage for the development of this new district. The need for an electrical update is going to result in closure of the Mitchell Park Domus facility for a few days next week. Just one of the three, though, currently open. It's the Show Dome, as it's known. That's going to be closed as of this coming Sunday, then reopened on Wednesday, September the 14th. The Desert Dome and the Tropical Dome have been closed for months due to a danger with falling concrete from the ceiling. Fourth annual Burlington Community Block Party going to be taking place this Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m. at DeVore Park on Amanda Street. During last night's Common Council meeting with Mayor Jeannie Hefty back after some surgery-related time off, Alderman Ruth Dowidziak indicated the final touches are being made on what should be another great event.
We are at 100% sponsorship again for the second year in a row, so that's really exciting to see local businesses and individuals getting involved in supporting this. We'll have the carnival games again, the inflatable bounce houses, obstacle courses. The Rockwell is coming back. That was a huge hit last year.
Dowidziak noting Love Incorporated through food donations and some community groups through food sales will again benefit from the block party. Almost 4 dozen volunteers at this point will be helping with that event, including high schoolers for their community service requirement. Again, it's this Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m., DeVore Park in Burlington. Well, the world has been on Facebook since 2006, and Chippewa County may get there in 2017. County leaders indicate they are finally ready to expand to social media. County board there will first hear a proposal in January after studying the issue and admitting they could benefit from a presence on Facebook or Twitter. No government office in Chippewa County has a social media account. That disagreement between Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley and Sheriff David Clark and control of Sherman Park could be settled this afternoon in court, or not. The two have been going at it over temporary fencing that the sheriff wanted around the park, where a Milwaukee police officer shot and killed 23-year-old Seville Smith last month. The sheriff ordered arrests if any attempts were made to take down the fencing, despite Abley saying that Clark had no authority. It ended up before a judge who ordered the fencing taken down. Now it has to decide a temporary injunction if it becomes permanent. He called heroin and opioid addictions a public health and criminal justice crisis in Kenosha County. Deputy District Attorney Mike Gravely outlining a plan to add to programs already underway to help those arrested for the first time for possession of those drugs. It was an almost hour-long presentation that included questions and answers. Gravely saying the heroin crisis has reached the level the likes of which he has never seen before.
And what I mean plainly by that is that I have never seen heroin more pure, which is always a sign that drugs are dangerous in your community. Heroin has never been cheaper in price than it is in Kenosha as we speak. And because of those two things together, these substances have never been more dangerous.
Gravely adding, the DA Bob Zaff, who will be leaving office next year, championed the expansion of the Vivitrol program.
We have to consider ways to help and treat those who are beginning stages of this horrible addiction. We have to stop people from becoming the burglars of our homes and the robbers of our businesses before it's too late.
Gravely adding, the county executive Jim Cruiser has pledged he will add expansion of that program to his budget plan for next year. A 28-year-old Racine man is charged with attempted burglary for allegedly trying to break into a home of a cancer patient. WRJN's Janet Hoff has the story.
The victim, who said her home had been broken into in the past and some of her prescription medication stolen, told police she saw Jacob Childs trying to get into her home August 26th. However, she said he ran when she spotted him. Police arrested Childs at his home. He's also facing charges of possession of marijuana and bail jumping. At an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court, the preliminary hearing on the charges was scheduled for next week. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A federal judge has delayed her decision for a requested injunction by Kenosha Tremper transgender student Ash Whitaker's desired access to the bathrooms of his gender identity at school versus the single-use facility set forth by administration. Judge Pamela Pepper indicated she'll issue an oral ruling on the school district's requested dismissal of the case about a week from Monday, but if rejected, then it's more argument than another ruling on the injunction request against the district, according to Whitaker's attorney, Joseph Wardensky.
Obviously, we would have liked Ash to get the relief as early in the school year as possible, but that's what we asked the court for in our motions, understanding that this is a complicated and in some respects issue, and we appreciate the time that Judge Pepper is going to take to make sure that she thinks carefully about our arguments and issues a decision that hopefully for the remainder of the year will protect Ash and allow him to use the boys' restrooms.
Wardensky adding that his client's restriction to single occupancy restrooms would lead to further stigmatization, noting that Whitaker was pulled out of class by an assistant principal and a guidance counselor, just to reiterate that point. No matter the judge's eventual decision, this issue may not be decided once and for all until there's a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. Racine Common Council last night rejecting the request to hire another assistant city attorney to handle more of the legal work that has been farmed out in the recent years, which has also expanded the office's professional services budget. City Attorney Scott Letney said that with that cost down of late, his intent was to secure someone to allow more in-house work on litigation and to do a little reorganizing.
The purpose for this is to reduce the overall city attorney's budget by reducing outside council budget. We can obviously pay less for a city employee who's an attorney on an hourly basis than we do for outside counsel by magnitudes of five or six in some cases.
Alderman Sandy Weiner, though, couldn't support what she called the shell game with capital improvement funding on development-related items, including legal work that should be in the general fund.
We are putting some of salary and benefits on the CIP budget, something we've never done before. I will support a new position within the administration once all the wages, salaries, and benefits go back on operations where they belong. Otherwise, we're just playing a shell game, and I don't think we should continue to do that.
The vote on the Finance Committee's recommendation was 8-6 against the request to hire another attorney, using 2016 budget money for professional services and then savings from that same account next year to cover salary and benefits. There was a final receive and file motion on the resolution. 13-1 was the vote. Alderman Jeff Coe was against that. WRJN Newscasts, they are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com and you look in the local news section. In addition, at WRJN News gives you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.